everyone, my name is Jack. So I'm the CMO of Breaker, responsible for the Asia business area covering Hong Kong and the China and the Asia Pacific area. So basically, Breaker is an entertainment technology company. We founded the company back to 2016, and right now we're going to global with two headquarters, one in New York and one in Hong Kong. So basically, we provide the entertainment platform that using the blockchain technology, trying to connect the audience with the content creator in a fair, open way.
That's really awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started your CMO career and your journey? Did you start out as a journalist, as most CMOs do?
Sure. So I think it's really interesting when I first graduated from university, right? So my major would be in the communications and public relations. I studied in United Kingdom, and when I back to Hong Kong for work, the first job I get into was advertising agency, where I manage different kinds of clients, including finance company, insurance company, and that's how I start the career in marketing. And throughout my career, like more than a decade right now, so I've been participating into so many large scale marketing campaigns. As well as the customer acquisition marketing program, all these kinds of things. And I realized that marketing has been changed a lot, but actually the fundamental of the marketing hasn't changed. So we are in the digital age right now, so there are so many touch points and digital channels that we're going to use, but the marketer has to stick with the fundamental of the marketing, and which is create the demand, create the values towards the customer and consumer.
So what can our community listeners learn from your run of so many years in the industry? What insights did you learn from that remarkable journey?
One of the interesting things I always heard from the new marketer trying to get their work done is like to suggest the company to use social media as a marketing tool, but then which is really not that correct. I mean, marketing actually to me is a scientific process to you make use of your company data, you make use of your audience data to analyze what is the best way to reach your audience. And yet, as I mentioned, we are in the digital age. Too many focus on the reach is not wise enough to to spend your budget or do your marketing work. We need to also consider the audience engagement. Do they really love your brands? Do they interact with your brands instead of just buying the goods and services for your company? And that's just one time happening. So you may want to increase the loyalty with your customer. You may want to get the excitement for your consumer so that they can keep engaging and repurchase your goods and services. I think this is very crucial, and while there are so many touch points, as I mentioned, you have off the ground marketing activity, you can have online marketing activities. So all this channel may not fit for all. All of them may not fit for a single company. So you have to choose based on the data that are available on your in your company, so that you need to figure out which is the best one for you. It's not always social media. For some company, it could be traditional hosting an events, meet up, go on street would be a better choice.
Do you rely on external partners for creative or data or digital analytics and measurement?
I think nowadays there are so many startups have awesome platform for for companies like us to adopt their solution. So, but then I think the corporate value or what we want to achieve has to be set from inside out. So, I mean, as a management, you need to confirm or you need to have a very solid plan or objectives why you run this marketing campaign or why you do that strategic marketing partnership. So once this goal and objectives has been set, and you can start think of what is the solution available on the market, whether or not you use this company or that company solution. So I think this thing are the second phase of how you construct your marketing plan.
Do you need data scientists as much as creative directors for your data-driven marketing these days?
I think business intelligence is so important. As I mentioned before, marketing is a scientific process for marketer to comes up with a plan to create demands, create values. So if you don't have data, you are you're just shooting bullet in the air. So you're driving car in darkness without the direction where you want to go. So I think having a proper business intelligence that incorporate in your whole organization to try to gain multiple data from different departments, for example, customer service department, operation department, that all these kinds of data are really useful for you to drive your successful of your marketing campaign.
How would you describe to a fifth grade class about your brand or your startup?
Can you say again, sorry?
How would you describe to a fifth grade class, a junior student for example, about your brand or your startup?
So I think Breaker as it name, right? So everyone think of Breaker, you can imagine it's an innovative and brave enough brand to the target audience. So as I mentioned, we are working in the entertainment technology industry. So when it combines together, entertainment, everyone did it. I mean, you watch movie, you listen to song, and then you see, people just can't live without entertainment. But in fact, the legacy entertainment industry are so, not really healthy for content creators to sustain their life. And even though independent content creators are so difficult to build their career around the entertainment industry. So that's why we are trying to, on one way that we're trying to, educate people to support the content creator by using our platform. And on the other side, we want to introduce these new kinds of tech and blockchain smart contract idea to content creator, whereas they can now start to think of how to leverage their specialty, which is the content creation ability, and then put it into the new technology world so that they can try to figure a way out for their sustainability.
You mentioned about entertainment, so this question is, do you indulge in music or media or shows or web or books?
So on Breaker platform, we have film, music, like documentary film, science fiction film. We also produce film as well. And then we have independent content creator around the world that put up content like music or TV series on our platform. And apart from that, because that layer is happening on the internet, we also have some on the ground work. Say for example, we will have the Hong Kong rock music show in August. So these are some great opportunity to support the content creator in a way that to let them really directly face to their audience, instead of we are mixing together like virtual and connected to the reality and put them in face of the audience.
So how did you stay fresh, sharp and creative and be on top of your game as a CMO?
So never afraid to ask questions. So for example, we are at RISE today, right? There are so many brilliant ideas that people are working on. Never afraid to ask a question, never afraid to change. So these are the key driver for people to stay creative and having a good synergy around the world.
That's really awesome. So we'll end the segment by doing a speed round. Give us your instant answer that pops up in your mind. So are you ready?
Sorry, what?
We do a speed round. So tell us the answer that pops up in your mind when you ask you a
questions. Got it.
A brand you cannot live without?
Coca-Cola.
Favorite advertisement ever?
I think Nike.
What marketing campaign do you really love or admire right now?
Love Your Home by Insurance Company.
Your most admired CMO?
I think Steve Jobs.
Best agency you ever worked with?
Hoffman.
What is your biggest passion?
To stay in the marketing career as long as I live in the world.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure interviewing you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.